This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Reduction or expansion of the number of nuclear weapons. The push and pull about what to do with the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. stockpile is making headlines across the country, while at the same time, the National Nuclear Security Administration, NSA, is asking Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to examine whether the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement, CMRR, project, radiological laboratory, can withstand a 47-fold increase in the amount of plutonium-239 allowed. Senator Dianne Feinstein wrote a Washington Post editorial entitled, quote, America's nuclear arsenal is unnecessarily and unsustainably large, close quote. She referenced that the Congressional Budget Office estimates the U.S. will spend $355 billion over the next decade on nuclear weapons, and the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies estimates the U.S. will spend $1 trillion over the next three decades for new weapons facilities, new nuclear-capable submarines, and new long-range bombers. She argues that the U.S. should reduce the number of backup nuclear weapons from two for each of the 4,804 active weapons in the stockpile. Senator Feinstein concludes, quote, we can reduce these reserve weapons without the painstaking task of negotiating further arms control treaties. We can do so without negatively affecting our national security or our global deterrence. And doing so could save hundreds of millions of dollars a year, close quote. Recently, the NNSA, a semi-autonomous agency within the Department of Energy, DOE, sent a memo to LANL requesting an analysis about whether it would be possible to increase the amount of plutonium used in the new CMRR Radiological Laboratory Utility Office Building, RLUB, from 38.6 grams to 400 grams of plutonium-239. 400 grams is equivalent to a little more than 14 ounces, or nearly a pound. Because plutonium-239 is used in nuclear weapons, it is considered a special nuclear material. The RLUB is the first facility built in the CMRR project, a DOE proposal to increase the manufacture of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons from 20 per year to 50 to 80 per year. Since 2003, when the CMRR project was first proposed, many have opposed it. The amount of plutonium allowed in the RLUB was first limited to 8.4 grams, or about one-third of an ounce. But NNSA recently gave itself permission to increase that amount to 38.6 grams, all without any type of public process. The memo asks LANL to consider changing the status of the RLUB from a radiological facility to a hazard Category 3 nuclear facility. But DOE and NNSA explicitly stated in its 2000 final environmental impact statement, quote, NNSA would not operate RLUB as anything other than a radiological facility, which would significantly limit the total quantity of special nuclear material that could be handled in the building, close quote. LANL has 5 months to complete the analysis. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.